Hey, Rach, your hair and makeup for the last race day we went to was flawless.
Why, thank you.
Because I usually only see you in activewear.
But yes.
Lee McCoy did her magic and you looked amazing.
Yeah, if you are getting married or even just having an event, you want to look and stand out, you want to feel your best, then our girl Lee McCoy is the answer.
Yeah, Lee's all about making women feel empowered, strong and beautiful at any age.
Not only hair and makeup, but styling too. When you say stylist, right, you think you have to be rich and famous to have one. But Lee McCoy has packages to suit everyone, from Gucci to Kmart and everything in between. If you have a particular occasion or just want a wardrobe refresh, then Lee McCoy is your girl.
Visit leemccoy.com for more or send her a message on Insta at leemccoy_. LEIGHMCCOY _. Mum podcast, that's the question we ask. Am I a bad mum?
We constantly like to ask that because obviously being a parent, it's a day in, day out job.
Yeah, you never know whether you're doing it right or not. I actually had dinner with a few other mums the other night and one of them asked me about screen time and, you know, when does your kid have their phone and stuff. And it's not until you get talking to other parents and go, oh, okay, you do that. Maybe we should do that.
That's the good part, right, is like that openness and willingness to learn from each other.
Yeah.
Because no one's an expert.
If I said to you, what's the one thing you've taken from my parenting?
Yeah.
What's the best tip?
Yeah.
Would it be using a stapler to fix school uniforms?
Yes. Yeah. I have taken your method and applied it.
Yeah.
It works.
It does work.
A stapler fixes anything.
Anything. Apart from your nose.
I was going to say that. Doesn't fix my sinus. Apologies for our beautiful family of podcast listeners. Sorry about the voice this week. It is hay fever and sinus time for me and it's out of control.
And I feel like now is a time where you're not allowed to have a sniffly nose or any sort of tickly throat or anything because of COVID. Everyone's like, the minute someone coughs in the supermarket, everyone looks around.
Oh, it's just voice. As soon as they hear, they go, oh, you're croaky. Oh, what's wrong?
You got coronavirus.
I was like, no, I don't. I've just got really bad sinus. And fun fact is, I've never had it pre-kids. I've only ever had hay fever and sinusitis once a year since having children.
That's so weird. How does that even happen?
I can't even wait to get to my chiropractor because he...
Hang on,
my sinus. Yeah, he sticks his finger right up my nose.
Okay.
Not even joking.
I'm so glad you said nose. Am I a bad mum for not being a Facebook parent?
Where does this sit to you? Because I'm not a Facebook parent either. So I could be up Schitt's Creek with you and with no paddle with you on this.
Yeah, well, your kids are grade 3 and prep.
No,
grade two and prep. Yeah. So you are at the sort of beginning of the school.
Yeah, yep.
Journey, definitely. If you like. Mm-hmm. And I am at the end of the primary school journey. They have got 2 weeks?
Oh my gosh, Katie.
Of primary school ever.
Can we, on their last week, do the podcast on their last day just so we can have a glass of champagne?
Congratulations for making us through. Well, it's funny you say that because the kids have got loads going on. They've got their graduation dinner, they've got their maths thing, and they've got like swimming stuff going on. Gosh. They're going to Chermside pool. They're doing this, that, and the other in their last week. So there's plenty of celebrations for them. And so we went out for dinner with some of the mums that we're good friends with of their friends at their primary school. So there were four couples. cool. We went out for dinner on Friday night. It was really nice. And, you know, they're the mums. Like, I really like those mums. They're, and one of the mums is the mum that has helped me through the entire primary school journey by reminding me of stuff when I miss it.
We've spoken about this one. Yeah, we've spoken about this mum.
Gosh, she's great. She knows that, you know, I struggle with the newsletter because it's not bullet points. And I find it really, oh, my God, it's so boring.
Yeah, I get it.
And so I'd sort of go to the end to, you know, look at the calendar, scroll straight down, look at the calendar, see if there's anything that I need to know, where Orange Day, like that sort of stuff. But she is brilliant. And even actually yesterday we had the email through about the graduation dinner and she texts me saying, just a reminder, we've got the email through about the graduation. You need to fill out the form and you need to pay the money. I was like, thank you.
Oh my
She's
gosh.
Been perfect.
She's a good mum.
Now, I found out last week that her daughter is now going to go to a different high school. So they got offered a last minute place at another high school and so she's now going there. So she's not going to be the same. I said to her,
what is it going to be like now? You're going to find it in the next one?
She said, I went through the pros and the cons of between each school and we worked out that we wanted to go to the other school. And I said, but did you put in the cons section that I am not going to have someone to remind me of the stuff I need to know?
She said, actually, that's a great pro for me, is that I'm not going to have to remind you.
No, she said she did have it on the list. Oh. She already had it on the list. What's Katie going to do?
She's a good mum.
She is a good mum.
She's a good mum and she's a good friend by the sounds of it. Because I do have a couple of those mums, actually, that do tend to give me a nudge. But it's usually on the morning of like whatever it needs to be.
So you're in a mad rush to get whatever it is done.
Yeah.
I mean, she's such a good mum that I actually think that even though her daughter is going to a different high school, she'll still know more about our school than I do.
Oh, good. Maybe she could stay on the newsletter list for you.
Yes.
I reckon that's fair. Just leave her on the list. Could you not remove me from the list? Because I actually need to get the newsletter to be able to remind my friend Katie that her children have stuff to do.
Yeah. Well, also, when we were having this dinner, I found out something that I wasn't aware of. And they said, oh, have you put them down and paid the money for the swimming on the last day? I said, what do you mean the swimming? Had an email about this. I've been actually priding myself on how on the ball I've been this last couple of weeks. I see something, I pay the money, I do the permission slip, put it in my calendar, add my husband so it's going into his calendar. I feel like I've been really quite conscientious.
You've really stepped up. Term four. I love it. I think it's great. This is great.
So I thought I was really on the ball and she said, did you get this message? And she went onto Facebook and I went, no, I didn't get that message. She said, oh, it's from one of the other mums. So it's something that one of the other mums is organising. She said, it's on the year six Facebook page. I said, I'm not on the year six Facebook page. And she said, what do you mean you're not on the – how do you find out any information? I said, you.
Oh.
But you must have been on, because last year it was the year five Facebook page, and then they've just been changing the name. So it's still the same group. You'll still be on the same one.
Shut up. You have not been on the Facebook
page. Said I wasn't on the grade five one. She went, but we've had it since prep. I said, I wasn't on the prep one. I haven't been on the Facebook page for the kids' year for the entire 7 years of primary school.
Wow.
And I only found out last Friday.
With 2 weeks to go.
That there even was one.
With 2 weeks of primary school to go, you find out that there's been a group that probably could have made your life a lot easier for primary school.
Yeah.
I'm not on it either.
But there's still time for you. We can save you. We can rescue you because you've only got to grade two. So you've still got a while to jump on that if you want to.
I definitely am going to put it out there and say that I'm not really strong on Facebook. I don't like Facebook.
The way really you screw hard. Up your face when you say Facebook.
It just makes me I feel like it's just so overwhelming, Facebook, for me. I do love Instagram, but
there's too many parts to it now. There's too much to
Do you know what it is? Too much opportunity for story. I don't want the story.
Just want the pictures.
Just want the bullet points. Just the pretty stuff on the top. Hey, we're talking about milestones now that we're at the end of this year. I actually have stepped up my game for something for term four.
What?
Tuck shop.
No.
No, I didn't go and do it. Oh. But I got a text message from our beautiful tuck shop lady, Sarah, and she said how proud she was for this term that I've been so on the ball with ordering my kids' lunch from tuck shop every Friday without forgetting, without her having to have my kids turn up at tuck shop and go, "Where's my tuck shop?" "Oh, your mum must have forgot it. What do you want?" And then I just pay the bill like $25 later.
Yeah.
And she gave me a text to say, "Good on you, Rachel. You really stepped up the game."
Because good on you for not forgetting your kids' lunch. That's what you get praised for. You didn't even have to volunteer to do tuck shop. You didn't help anyone else out. All you did was make your own order for your kids.
But that's like, that's a milestone. I was really impressed. And I really loved that she gave me a pat on the back to say good job for feeding your kids on a Friday and remembering to put in your tuck shop before 10 a.m. See, this is my thing. I forget before 10 a.m. then it's not good. I have to ring up and do the old shit.
Ours is before 8.
I could order it like a whole week in advance if I wanted to, but I just do mine on the Friday morning as part of the process of like when I would normally be doing lunches, I just do the tuck shop order.
So the problem with ordering it in advance, so we can do that too, is that then what if your kids are sick and they don't end up going that day? You've wasted a whole day's lunch.
Yeah, good thing. Yeah, good. Yeah. See, my strategy works.
I'm all big on, you know, giving people praise.
Yeah, it's pretty close knit when the tuck shop lady and I have exchanged mobile numbers.
Oh, you're pretty much there. You may as well have done a term of tuck shop duty.
That's how many times we've had to like, shit, I've forgotten their lunches. I'm so sorry. She's like, and then, so we're on texting terms now. I don't know how many other mums she texts, but.
None, just you.
Yeah, I feel really proud. Let's just say I'm kicking goals in the parent area for term four. Not the parent rep part, though.
No, just the feeding the kids part. You've nailed that. Yeah. So well done.
You know that how I took on the parent rep role for the last 6 weeks because I thought it was the swimming, saying I'd volunteered to do the swimming lessons for Gracie, but it wasn't. It was the parent rep and I was too far deep. So I just said, yeah, okay, what the hell, I'll do it. I forgot I haven't sent any emails to grade two about anything that's going on or the class teacher present yet. Does that mean I'm just going to have to buy it and give it to her? Oh, God.
I would just pretend that that was never your job.
She's not going to get a present, though. Oh, my gosh. I have to do that. I've only got, you said 2 weeks.
But you have to organize.
2 weeks.
You have to organize the present for the swimming teacher? What?
No, for the teacher. I'm the class parent.
Oh, not just for swimming.
No.
You're the rep.
I thought I volunteered for swimming. No, my friend, I didn't. I volunteered to be the parent rep for the class for the end of the term because our class parent rep left at the start of the term.
All right.
So what do I do? Get a PayPal account or something?
No. Just send a group email out.
Yep.
$20, everyone. Put it into this BSB and account number and I'll get a Westfield gift voucher.
Oh, good. That was good. That was really easy.
Yeah.
Do I have to get one or two? Like, isn't there a teacher aid as well?
Oh, don't worry about them. That's complicating things. Just the teacher.
I can't even, you know, even the email out is complicated for me.
Oh, have you got everyone's email addresses?
Yeah, I've been given the generic class to a email.
Yeah.
I can do it.
$20. Please let me know by this day because then you know how much you're going to put on the voucher.
I've got it. I got the email from the class parent rep for prep class, for Elsie's class. I'll just copy and paste hers and put it in.
No, because it will be different parents, won't it? I mean, you can try and get all of Elsie's class parents to pay for Gracie's class's presents. You can try it.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Just the FYI as well, I volunteered for tuck shop duty this week. I volunteered on Monday.
How'd you go?
They sent an email out saying we really need volunteers for tomorrow. This was like 6 p.m. the night before. Really, really need help tomorrow in the tuck shop. I sent an email straight back. I can help in the tuck shop tomorrow. I didn't get an email back until the next morning, and I'm thinking, am I doing tuck shop or not today? I don't know what time to be there. I haven't told the girls.
Or what to do.
No, or what to do.
Yeah.
I got an email back. Thanks so much for your email. We were inundated with responses, so we won't need you. This is going to be my first time. They didn't want me.
He got rejected from the tuck shop.
If you are getting married or even just having an event, you want to feel your best, our girl Lee McCoy is the answer.
Yeah, Lee's all about making women feel empowered, strong and beautiful at any age, transforming women both internally and externally.
So not only hair and makeup, but styling too. Lee McCoy has packages to suit everyone.
Visit leemccoy.com for more or send her a message on Insta at leemccoy_LEIGHMCCOY_